Yeah, sorry I'm late. Dropping Joe off at 7 o'clock has become... I'm still trying to drag her out of the house at 5 after 7 because teenager.
I love that I managed to join the call at 8:15, and you're apologizing to me for being late?
I sent you the link at 8:02, and then we ran into a, I have to connect with the thing, because usually I send it out with 15 minutes to spare.
To be clear, I had only just barely gotten to my computer in that moment because I'm running late.
We're both running. We could agree that we're both running late. I am Roz. Joining me, extra special, is our guest host, Griff James.
Woo!
Leroyton friend who's been on the show once or twice before. And together, for lack of anything else to do on a Tuesday night, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. And what we've got, this has been not quite an adventure, but this has been a story. You arrived one night with this.
And I did.
You just said, here. And I looked at it. So this is actually the second one we're drinking because it's slightly, the 5.0. We've got a 4.4 before it. But basically we have two
really
pink
drinking
cans.
Are we drinking this one second?
Well, it's
I know that by ABV we're supposed to. But can we really finish on this?
I think we can. I think we're allowed to break. We're breaking precedent. Are we breaking precedent?
You know what?
You want to have it second?
Yeah, we'll have it second. Because let's drink a good beer without. The longer story is that I stumbled upon this horrible beer that we've referenced several times now, and for solid podcasting quality, have not mentioned its name or the brewer.
No.
You
did second.
You know what? We'll leave that. We'll leave it alone. I actually purchased it a year ago. So they've aged in my basement for a year.
Yes, they have. And it's aged over in my beer cooler. I don't know. I sent the pic to the chat, and I also put it in the craft brew group that I now sort of semi-advertise this. And I added the exact same caption. I said, I actually looked at this collection and said to myself, you know what? I'm kind of running out of beer. Because there's only... Yeah. What were there, like 17? I mean, 17 single cans. So that's
Let's be clear. It is a built-in shelf in a basement cold room. Floor to ceiling. And there's no empty shelves.
Well, no. But it's a pantry.
People are going to hear, my pantry is almost empty. And they're going to picture like four individual cans on a shelf. To be clear, this is like, there was a run on the cooler. The cooler's not empty at the gas station, but you can see that like some of the rows are only one or two deep.
I guess the best way I could put it is I could have done an official count of how many are in there, but there were too many for me to bother.
Yeah, and what you're going to do is you're going to make a blog post on your website with a photo.
Oh, that I could do. Yeah, that's the thing I could do.
Yeah, share this photo.
I'll do that later. But first of all, of our two pink cans, the slightly weaker percentage, ringing in at 4.4% alcohol, is from Good Robot. Good Robot Brewing out of Halifax, but pretty much, yeah, Halifax. They're on Roby Street, I think.
They're right behind you.
Yeah, this location is on Roby Street. But this is the Goodwill beer. It's backwards on my screen, so don't bother looking at that. It is a blood orange and field strawberry blonde ale. It is beautifully pink, and the only thing better than pink is with the delightful gold Good Robot font. They have a very eclectic font, but it's just this rainbow swirl all through the font. It's this delightful
If you color. Rotate the can, you'll also find a fun rainbow robot.
Oh, yeah, the official logo, the Good Robot, is right over there. Now, this one, it doesn't say much about the beer itself.
No, well, the Goodwill beer is they always pick charity, and they brew a beer with members of that community or that group, and then, like, 50 cents from every can goes to that charity. And so this was their Goodwill beer for last summer, which was partnered with the Rainbow Refugee Association of Nova Scotia.
which, and there's a lot about that on the can. So the RRANS, sorry, is the acronym, makes possible LGBTQ plus refugee resettlement and supports safer communities of belonging through advocacy. Sorry, it's pink writing on pink writing. On pink background, supports safer communities of belonging through advocacy, education, and sponsorship. So a lot of really good stuff about that. Goodwill partnerships, 50 cents from every beer goes towards Rainbow Refugee Association of Nova Scotia. So excellent, excellent stuff. I have two things to point out. One, nowhere on the can does it tell you anything about the beer other than just the title. So it's yep. Blood Orange and Field Strawberry Blonde Ale. I can't wait. This sounds tasty.
Yeah, your recent, like, increasing enjoyment in blonde ales. Like, I was drinking this last summer and I was like, I'm going to set two of these aside to go with our two horrifying beers so that we can make an episode. But I was like, at that time, I was like, I'm not sure that Ross will really be that into blonde ales. So I will say that as I've been listening to the last month or so, I've been like, yes, this is going to work. This is really going to work.
I'm still not even sure if I'm coming around to certain types of beers or if I'm just slowly finding ones that I like and pretending that is the best kind. Because it's possible that my favorite blonde ale is not a good example of what a blonde ale should taste like. And I just like something and everyone's like, oh no, that's not even, no, that's some weird, crazy, that tastes more like an amber lager. You shouldn't drink that. And I'm like, but I like it. It's delicious. So I try to look up what something is supposed to taste like, and in my mind, what I read is a blonde ale is a pale ale or a lager, but it's a little bit, there's a rounder flavor and a bit more maltier, it's got like a breadier kind of flavor to it.
Right.
And so when I found one that tasted basically like drinking the smell of homemade bread, I went, oh, yes, this is the good stuff. I want to have this in my life.
I don't think this is that. Because it's blood orange and strawberry ale.
It's going to be tricky to get all three of those. Can this might open a bit of a can of worms, but can I just say, you mentioned that when they do the Goodwill beer, when Good Robot does a Goodwill beer, they try to brew something that matches the partnership that they're going for the charitable.
They work with members of that community. So, like, they did a sort of a Black Lives Matter one, and it was a watermelon beer. Which you might think, whoa, except, nope, genuinely worked with members of the community. And they were like, yeah, this is a popular flavor and we wanted to reclaim it. And so we made a thing and that's what they did.
I guess I don't know if I'm eager to question things. I'm not eager to like totally squash everything. But as when I read that and you said they worked with the community and I went, is it okay? What do orange and strawberry have in common?
I was thinking mostly of the watermelon beer when I mentioned that, but it's they do partner with people from the organization that they're donating to come up with and craft that beer.
But they've picked two.
It was the summer drinking beer.
I know. I don't think anything is done on purpose for this reason. And there may even be a bit of a tongue in cheek. This will piss off the people who are, you know, the transphobes and whatnot, and the homophobes. And I would love something like that. I don't think there's anything nefarious or insulting about this name. I love the can. I think it's fantastic that they do this.
They started this in 2016, and since then they have raised over $75,000 for nonprofit.
Oh damn, that's way more than I raise. Anywho, I think we're allowed to crack into pink can number one. Here come the blood orange. Now, ooh, oh, that's some blood orange right away. It's like peeling a clementine straight off the top. Okay. And then color-wise.
Oh, come on. I also gave you a good robot glass.
You did?
I did.
Oh,
but I delivered
sorry.
The good robot beer.
It was behind the other ones. And isn't it?
Admittedly, it was only a 16-ounce glass, and I gave you a 20-ounce can.
I got the 20-ouncers out. These are my 20-ounce glasses.
Yeah, I did the same. My IKEA brand looked like I could have stolen them from a table at Patty's.
Yep. I'm always tempted to get those. I go into Value Village, and I always go over the glasses section, and there's always some cool stuff. There was like a big, huge, solid Oktoberfest stein, like this glass stein, probably weighs 20 ounces itself.
I do have a nice, I have a and a lovely Guinness mug.
Yeah, yeah.
That Crowbar brought me from the Guinness factory. So.
Oh, super authentic. Well, that's it's one of the reasons why now, because I wish I'd done this before.
The other glass I keep on hand is my Modine's Roadhouse glass, which nice. I bought in a set of three, a Modine's 1, 2, and 3 glass. But the printing's real bad, and the labels came off entirely of the other two glasses. So that one sits on my shelf.
I am petrified to put any of these in the dishwasher because that happened to a nice glass that Brittany bought me.
The Good Robot one is etched and goes through the dishwasher just fine. And the Schoolhouse one also goes through the dishwasher just fine.
Oh, really? Okay. These other ones, yeah, this is just... So, anyway, they're hand wash only, that's for sure. But I am using the can-shaped Wayfarers Society glass at the moment, and that... Ooh, I'm getting a slightly different tang. It does smell like orange zest, though, doesn't it? Like an orange peel.
I'm trying to remember if this is what it smelled like last year. I think it is. I think it hasn't gone bad or anything.
Mine's it's kind of cold, so sometimes I let it warm up a little bit.
See, mine's not. I'm so unprepared, because even when you asked me earlier to fill in, I was like, yes, obviously. Did I then walk the 10 feet over there to move the beers from the shelf into the mini fridge that's right below the shelf?
Oh,
absolutely not.
You're having... Usually I'm the room temperature beer one.
Nope, room temperature beer.
Nice.
I'm having room temperature monster later.
Oh, gross.
I need mountains to tell me when it's cold.
Yeah, you're definitely getting into it pretty deep there.
My favorite part of your glass right now is when you lift it up above your shoulder. Like, I can see the glass, and then it disappears.
It just goes.
Yeah. Too much green.
That's not my green screen. Well, because you can still see the green in my shirt. So
except
this is just...
the green on your shoulder keeps flickering in and out depending on...
How close it is to the top?
Yeah.
These are the problems with wearing a rainbow. I'm glad I'm wearing my rainbow sweater for the Goodwill beer.
Anyway. Hey, I didn't even realize that I was matching you, but I've got my rainbow, and then I got rainbows everywhere.
We're just naturally rainbows at the best of time anyway. All right. Cheers. Ooh. Oh, hello. there's more strawberry in the flavor than orange.
Yes.
Wow. So the smell is all orange, and then the flavor is all, fooled ya.
I just recently, Raquel bought a case of Cidery New Ross.
Bulwark?
Yeah, Bulwark. And it had a couple of blood orange ciders that I was like, those are really good. And I had been drinking this for about a year. But honestly, the blood orange was not my favorite part. It's that, like, strawberry hint that's sort of in there.
It's not a strong, an overpowering flavor at the best of times, so I was really expecting this strong smell.
No, it does a real strawberries in your milk on your bowl of Cheerios thing.
Mmm. Oh, yes. It is there. That is, You're right that I'm not getting the breadiness of a blonde. In fact, if they called this a blood orange and field strawberry pale ale or blood orange and field strawberry lager, I would say, yeah, you know, similar to, it might blonde ale more down at the bottom. But you did mention something that I totally forgot to point out, and luckily it was this morning. So usually, first thing in the morning, I often get a picture, and I got a picture. Sitting over there in the other side of the room are the two beers that we were going to do tonight because my wife Brittany was going to join me. She was really excited about this because every now and then Ian is not available because he goes on night shift. And so Brittany said, at the next time that Ian's not available, we should do a sour night because she was really excited about sour. And Ian and I are not.
Yep. No, fair.
We don't choose them out. Do you know what else I did? I said to Tom, hey, you said you were going to be in town. Are you available next Tuesday? Because we're drinking sours, and I know Tom likes sours.
Yeah.
So the two people that I know on the planet that like sours, I invited to drink sours tonight. And we had some sours over there.
I don't hate sours. Sours that I like.
I have also had a sour that I liked. And one of the ones, we went down to Two Crows on the weekend because we were in there for my daughter's volleyball whatnot. And because we wanted to stop by. She saw a picture online and said, we should drink that one. That looks great. And it's this coconut mango sour that Two Crows has now. Two Crows, they seem to be the sour specialty. They've got three or four on at any given point. And so we went and had a flight and tried it. And I was like, I thought this is, yeah, this, it's not awful. Cause oftentimes I drink a sour and I think, oh, my face and your head is trying to twist, twist off. And I think, oh, what is happening? And then the other one, because we also drove along, we've been getting bored in the evenings and trying to get the baby to sleep. So we go on drives, and now we drive to semi, not quite so far, breweries. So we went to Kingston and we went to Roof Hound, and they had a new sour in their fridge. Now, what do they call it? Time to Grow a Pear is the name of it. Time is spelled like the spice. Pear is spelled like the fruit. And it's, they're sour. They're so thyme and pear sour. And I'm like, I will give that a whirl. Why not? So I'm super intrigued about it. But we, anyway, long story short, my wife was not feeling well this morning. And I said, do you want to try to drink two sours tonight? So she's come down with a little bit of a sniffle cold. And so she is stuck in that. I might possibly have lost my co-host Griff here. But we will see. Yeah, he's been frozen in a smile for a goodly long time. But I will soldier on, trying to see if at the bottom of this glass is a blonde. Ooh, that's a different sensation. Is smelling the beer is orange, but taking like an inhalation by mouth off the top is strawberry. Mm. The taste, it's a little bit of orange in there, but I didn't think this was going to be the fight. Usually there's such a beer flavor to the whole thing that you don't get the advertised flavor. And this is often a thing that Ian and I complain about more often. Well, not more often than not, but this is one of our biggest complaints about a beer with a flavor, is that it tastes like a beer and it doesn't have much of the advertised flavor to it, like a chocolate caramel stout or something. It tastes like a basic stout, and it's not the worst thing in the world, but there's, if you tell me that it's supposed to taste like peanut butter and jam, then I want to taste that. So this one, it tells you blood orange and field strawberry, and holy damn, that is what is in there. I am just feeling, I wouldn't say disappointed on the blonde ale side of things. I don't think it's a disappointment. I think it's just, this could be any beer. On the light side, you can tell you're drinking something lighter, like a lager or an American pale ale. It's there's no hop to it at all. Also, can we just point out, well, not hop flavor. There are definitely hops in here. What are you telling me? You've got water, barley malt, wheat, yeast, hops, natural fruit flavoring. So it's all natural. It's all in there. But here's an interesting thing. Griff was missing for nearly 4 or 5 minutes before I noticed that he wasn't talking. That's how much I speak. And he might, is he speaking now? He's looking very confused at the moment in the video, so I'm not sure if he can hear me or say anything. His mouth isn't moving. That's a confused look. My favorite thing with technology is when the technology works for me and doesn't work for him. In his defense, I'm using a video streaming service that he does not often use. Maybe a browser problem as well. He's trying to load something. This is me just kind of describing his facial expressions as he tries to... Yeah, he was trying to facial expression his way towards technological advancement, and it just did not work. I love it when things don't work for him, but they work seamlessly for me. We have maintained our live stream potentiality. This is going to be an excellent episode. It usually takes two tries for him to get back in here. Still nothing. He looks like he's not even seeing this meeting at all. His eyes are searching. So can't hear me, can't see me, but has joined the meeting. But why can he not hear me? Regardless, I think that the bread flavor in a blonde ale is too subtle because they didn't make the blood orange or the strawberry subtle in this. So it's just... Ooh. Oh, and you smack. Mwah. Mwah. And you smack your... Smack your mouth open. That's where you get the orange flavor. So the strawberry is sort of... It's all at the front end. There's not much... Well, the strawberry's a little bit in the middle. Mmm. A little in the middle, but she got much back. Don't say that about any beer ever. What comes in at the back? The zestiness of the orange peel is now coming through a bit more at the back. So that's what happens when you pour the entirety of the can. Who are we talking to? Was it I think it was Steve, the brewer at church, who was saying you don't always pour the entirety of the can slash bottle into your glass. But then Ian and I said, no, that's where all the good flavor is. That's what we want. We want all the good stuff that's down at the bottom. In order to maintain the least amount of radio silence, I'm actually talking more as I get close to my glass. So this is the echo of me talking into my cup. When the sun came up, there was whiskey in the cup. There are a couple of, what's the Irish song that my wife has become obsessed with? I think it's some sort of trend on TikTok right now. And it is Tell My Ma. Is the one that she loves. You tell my mom when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. It was a huge hit. Well, a huge hit. It was one of the hits that the Rankin family had when they were kind of doing their breakout albums back when they weren't quite hugely famous just yet. I'm nearing the bottom of my blonde ale. I don't know what I'm going to do if Griff does not join me in time to crack open. Oh my, there's a second beer. And it is... there is a curiosity to be had there. Keep saying he's joining the meat. It might make sense to switch mediums. I don't know. Do I bother? I still cannot hear him. He's now making facial expressions. I think he mouthed that he could hear me, but... Then he went on a long sentence that I didn't understand. He's trying to mute himself and unmute himself. That's that looks fun. The power of the rainbows is not helping us tremendously tonight. I am still trying to drink this beer. We are getting through it. It did take, we started 20 minutes late. What time are we at right now? And I started recording before we even went live because we were still troubleshooting a few things. We thought we had this in hand. There was the week where Ian just had no visual screen. He just wasn't there. Oh. That.
Hello?
I heard a clicking sound. Now I can hear you. Okay. You looked suddenly like you recognized what the problem was.
Oh, no. I had opened the settings and pressed the test to play sound. And then 3 minutes later, it started playing.
Is the computer you're working on a typewriter from the Elizabethan era?
Admittedly, it is a 2017 MacBook that is basically a potato.
Ah.
However, I disconnected. I don't know why. Firefox just said, you don't have any internet. I was like, weird. The other apps seem to have internet. And then when I rejoined, it showed me.
Yep.
It did not show your video.
Oh, I know. From the confused look on your face, I was narrating the entire time, and I was greatly enjoying the fact that you are experiencing technical difficulties, and I am not. Because that never happens.
Well, you know, I did some silly things before. So how are we feeling about the beer? It's good for troubleshooting?
Yeah. The orange is getting a little stronger as I get towards the bottom of it. I'm still not seeing anything of a bready flavor of a blonde ale.
But how's yours? Mine's nice and hazy. Like you can't see through it to see me.
It's just hazy enough. And that's why maybe the top of it could have been more strawberry flavored. And as you get through it, do you mix things? We need a beer stir stick maybe for handling that kind of thing. I don't know. know, because when we pour a whole can into a glass, sometimes we feel like, yeah, are you getting the whole thing? Because if I can't quite fit in my 16-ounce glass, sometimes mine is crystal clear.
Yeah, and then you drink it down a bit. Was at the bottom of the can, you didn't get it all.
Yeah. And one of the brewers we were talking to, I think he mentioned that, don't pour, you know, whenever I pour a beer, I always leave a little bit in the can because that's the extra sediment and stuff. And Ian and I said, that's the good bit.
Well, it depends on the beer, right?
We have started calling the sediment, the really thick sediment that you get. We started calling it the sea monkeys at the bottom because sometimes it actually looks like there's sea monkeys.
I really want to appreciate the fact that when you hold that up, the only thing you can actually see, oh, now you found it. When you were describing it and pointing at it, all you could actually see was the bit of the logo that was on your thumb. Everything else was gone.
I'll just hold it in front of my face.
The sea monkeys. That's gross.
The sea monkeys. You know,
sea monkeys are disgusting. They were a bad pet. Yeah, and you're telling me you're drinking them.
Mm. We're just drinking the things that look like sea monkeys. I have not actually consumed sea monkeys in my life that I know of.
I was going to say, there's no way that you haven't.
what was the thing that we learned one day?
M&M's and spaghetti, Mr. What's the classic, Rob?
No, Smarties. Dish? Smarties and spaghetti.
Yeah, worse. Yeah. You've eaten sea monkeys, and I know it. you said to somebody, you know what will make us feel fancy tonight? Shrimp cocktails. But all we've got is a little tomato juice and some sea monkeys, and you made yourself a shrimp cocktail.
I admire the person who dips each individual sea monkey in and cooks it. That is commitment.
Right. I'm leaving about two fingers of mine.
Yeah, I only have a half a finger left, so maybe I should do the same. All right. Because
transition. We had technical issues leading up to beer number one, then we had some technical issues leading up to beer number two.
Yep. But we are finally here. We have finally arrived at the 5.0
local Nova Scotia brewery.
It's the Keith's brewery, so it's not technically a craft brewery. Yeah, it's not technically a craft brewery, even if it was a small batch or whatever.
Still a Nova Scotia brewery.
Also true. It's probably going to be, I hope, the best Donair beer we have ever had and will ever have, because I don't think we should ever try anything like this ever again.
Have you looked at this ingredients list yet? Oh. I have not.
I have not looked at the ingredients list, but what we're looking at now is, it says the Donair in crazy graffiti letters along the top, and then King Donair, which is obviously, and I think it's the King of Donair
says,
logo.
It says King of.
Oh, there is the of. Okay. So it is in some sort of homage or partnership with King of Donair, Pizza Corner, Dartmouth, I think is the main area now for King of Donair. If you're not from the Halifax area, if you've never been there and never had a Donair, King of Donair is arguably the quintessential Donair that you can get in the city / East Coast. Is it the best?
No.
Another argument. No one agrees on where the best Donair is in Nova Scotia and the Maritimes.
But we all will agree it's not here.
And we also will all agree our Donairs in the East Coast are way better than anything you get anywhere else. In the country, on the continent, we got the good stuff. Donair beer. There we go. So top and bottom. Don't dead open inside. You have to read it all out of order, and there's writing all over the place. But you are correct.
I would like to read to you the ingredients.
Good,
water,
because there's
malted barley, wheat, hops, pita bread.
Why not?
Donair spice mix.
As you do.
Demerara sugar and yeast.
Sugar? What? It's literally. This isn't Donair flavored. They just put a Donair in the beer.
Yeah, they did. They just soaked a Donair.
So, in pure East Coast fashion, someone at the Keith's Brewery one day, he's on his lunch break and he's over the bin. Sploosh. Oh, crap. Oh. Oh,
the Donair sauce dripped in and he tried to catch it and dropped the whole Donair. Yeah.
No, and then the manager...
And the next instruction is just simply Don't drink and drive.
No, don't do that. Because that's what happened to Carl, and his donair fell in the beer vat, and we had to make this stuff. So the foreman comes over, he's like, oh, Carl, did you... Oh, man, did you drop your donair in the beer? He's like, well, it was... Sorry. Oh, man, now we gotta call up the boss and see what we're gonna do about this.
Well, let's be clear, their immediate reaction was, where am I gonna get another donair before my lunch break is over?
He could go to King.
Here goes.
You can tell he's not gonna. Oh!
Yeah, things happened.
Things definitely happened. Mine smells like a sharpened pencil.
This smells so bad.
There's a mess.
Yeah, mine's literally running off my desk to the floor, and it does appear that I've managed to avoid. Oh, it's running onto a computer. That's not great.
I might go get some paper towel.
Yeah, that's what I just did.
I'll edit this in post.
For those of you tuning in live right now, it's Ross and Leroy make a mess. I knew I should have opened this away from my desk.
I'm so glad that you provided us with this entertainment for the evening.
Wow. You know what? When I felt both cans, the other can had, like, way less give, and I was worried it was going to explode. Yeah. And then it didn't. So I was like, oh, we're in the clear. I need a mop.
Yeah, I'm just kind of...
Oh. My forearms are so sticky.
Yeah, I'm sticky. The floor is very sticky. My sweater, my pants, my desk.
Yep.
This,
beer better be good.
Oh, Kelsey, you arrived just in time. This is us,
Ross and Leroy making a mess.
We are making an enormous mess. Hopefully,
I'm pouring. I'm pouring.
You're pouring? I'm still cleaning up.
Oh my gosh. I lost so much. I didn't even get to the bulbous part of the glass.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot here. It's very brown, isn't it?
It's very brown.
A little darker donair than I was brown. Expecting. That must be the donair spice.
Oh my gosh, this smells awful.
It didn't smell so bad splashing onto my everything here. I need
nope. It smelled better on my hands than it does in a glass.
Yeah, I think so. All right, hang on. I'm just touching buttons on my keyboard here. That could only end well. Okay then. Oh my. Yeah, it fizzed over there. This beer is gonna be.
You don't have.
We drank the good robot.
You don't have a terribly
one.
Large desk there, Ross.
Oh, what the hell. I gotta wring out my mouse pad. Yes, I have a mouse pad. No, we drank the blood orange one from Good Robot, Kelsey. It was actually quite good. But no, this is from Keats, and this is what I get for allowing no matter how you swung it. This is not a craft beer. And it came on the craft beer show, and it friggin' exploded, is what it did.
Listen, it's a Nova Scotia beer, and it came on Drink NS.
Mine doesn't smell that bad. It doesn't smell that bad.
It doesn't smell like good, though.
It doesn't really smell like anything. Am I still?
Oh,
like,
really?
Smelling...
Yours might be colder than mine. Mine smells. Trying to figure out what mine smells like.
I'm only getting pencil shavings. It's so strange.
I'm getting a bit of that, but I'm also getting a bit of, like, bad iced tea. All right, here goes.
Oh, yeah, bad iced tea. That's a good one. All right. Cheers.
Why does it taste chunky? How can it taste chunky? It's not chunky. It's clear. I can see through it.
Oh, woo. What is... Yeah. What? How? Oh.
It's got a texture to it.
Okay, the pencil shaving flavor is very, very strong, but I think that's just that. Is that masking the, like, the bready, doughy, the pita bread?
Oh, that's what it is.
It is pita bread. Where's... Where are my spices at?
They're there.
Ah.
They're not as strong as you'd want.
No, they're very subtle. I mean, how hard can it be to make a beer taste like Donair, especially if you stick a Donair in the damn beer? Review the box cutter? We might have to do that, Kelsey. You're absolutely right. Oh, there's such a mess on the floor. I'm not even worrying about that right now.
Are you carpeted? No. Where do you... I don't remember.
No, it's like... it's kind of unfinished floor. You know that stuff that sort of looks like plywood?
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's just the Donair beer is getting in all the nice, delightful wooden fibrous...
See, the one thing I'm thankful for is my desk is large enough that I was able to go put it like on the corner. And it just sort of sprayed and didn't get on anything. Except that some of it, when it then started running off the edge.
Yep, that's exactly what mine did.
But when it ran off the edge, it started coming in under and then dripping. And my laptops are mounted under the desk under that corner. So one of them got a little bit of a Donair wash.
Oh, I have one tiny little spot on the top of my my desktop tower here. It got in my mouse, which is my quote-unquote brand new Logitech mouse that I bought for a whole $9.
Whoa.
Because my old Logitech mouse is... Oh, dear. Yeah, it got on my paperwork that I totally ignore. That's fine. I think that's just some guitar tab.
Is that your parental leave paperwork? Because if it is, I'm going to be mad at you.
No, God, no. Haven't begun that yet.
All right.
But I've talked to everybody I needed to. Hey, my desk is dry.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. My desk is dry. I'm wearing slippers, so I'm not standing in the stuff, and I'll mop the floor later.
I'm going to be cleaning
this floor.
Although
I can tell that the legs of my standing desk are totally covered in fine mist.
Oh, no.
Also,
when you move it up and down, it's going to sound like Donair.
I can feel that, like, my watch strap is moist and sticky now, though.
This is...
I think I would finish this.
We sprayed most of it all over the place in a purely defensive move.
You know what I think this would be good with?
Don't say a Donair.
I was going to say like a burger. A burger and fries and having this along with it.
Is it extra acidic or is it my imagination? It's burning the back of my throat a little bit, but that might just be the Keats when they add that drop.
No, that's what it's doing. That's the spice. I think it would be good with a burger is if to refer back to the ingredients list, you know what part of a Donair it's missing? Where's the beef?
Because
we've got Donair spices and pita bread. And the sugars that would get you a Donair sauce need a little bit of ground beef to go with this, which is why my brain went burger.
Your question is, why is there no ground beef in my beer?
No, my question is, where's the beef? To really go full 90s. Where's the beef?
I think that was an 80s commercial.
I'm not that old.
I am, because I remember when that was on.
See, no, that's what I mean, is I remember when the ad was on, too, but I'm not an 80s child.
You are a little.
I was 4 when it ended.
Yeah, it's why I don't consider myself a 70s child, because I was 2.
That's fair.
When it ended. Oh. It's...
Oh, that's not a good aftertaste. That's
no, bad. It's not.
Oh. Why are you drinking more in response?
I'm trying to see if I can finish it, and like, usually at the bottom, like I say, there's different flavors at the top and at the bottom, and this has... Oh, what's happening? This is... Oh.
There we go. All gone.
Do you know what?
All gone.
Here's what bothers me. It tastes like a Donair that wasn't good to begin with. Like, why couldn't they get someone's good Donair spices?
Mm. I'm ready to score it.
I mean, it's the only Donair beer. It's the only one.
Listen, I don't believe in your nonsense of different scales for different beers. I think that's nonsense.
I think it's the only way to do it. I think you have to, because you can't compare a stout with a sour. You can't. You can't compare a pale ale with a porter.
You can, because it's what do you think?
Yeah, but no, the whole point is that I hate reviews that are just, this one's great, I loved it. And I'm like, that has told me absolutely nothing. Where I want to be able to say, this porter has a bit more of a fuller flavor. This one had a bit more of the chocolatey flavor. This one didn't quite go down the right road and whatnot. This, whatever the hell this is awful.
It's a 5.5 is what it is.
You're giving it a passing grade?
I finished it.
Yeah. It's drinkable. Actually,
I emptied the glass, which got it to 5.
I'm forcing myself to empty it.
I did no. See, that's where like it's weird. It's not a beer I drink. I'm certainly like, if you know, to do what we do on this show, if the server came along and said, "Will you have another?"
I wouldn't finish this one.
See, I finished it. Well, and it depends. Did I have a bowl of French fries to go with it?
They're probably coming back up if you had this with it.
No, you see, that's my thing. Is I think that this beer is just bad on its own. It's not a session. You can't just keep going.
Oh, hell no.
But I think it would pair well with some carbs, which got it the extra 0.5. 5.5 out of 10.
Four and a half.
Fair enough.
I will 4.5 this.
Now, I'm glad that I saved several fingers of this.
Yeah, well, I got to finish my finger of Donair first.
Yeah, you have more Donair to still drink before than you have.
I love goodwill. The whole purpose was it was goodwill. Good times, goodwill, yay, summer, pride parties. And then you destroy me.
Hey, to be clear, I thought we were going to drink the Donair beer first.
I don't think that makes it better. I think that makes it much, much worse.
I think the better look at it is that I bought a beer and I said, it's a Nova Scotia beer. Ross needs to have it on his show.
Yeah.
But then I paired it with a good beer to make up for the fact that I knew it would be bad.
That was a curious move. We do sometimes have very clear winners when one is gross enough. That was a conversation that came up today where John was talking about one of his favorites, and it happened to be one of my least favorites. So I think I need to, every now and then you gotta revisit ones that you're like, I definitely had a very strong feeling about this, and someone says that they had an opposite feeling to it. And I think, oh, well, that's, But and then again, you know, that for Nova Scotia craft beer, here's the other tricky thing. The first tricky thing is if I talked to a brewery every week, and you try to get all the breweries in every year, I'd run out. There are more than 52 breweries in Nova Scotia, so I couldn't talk to everyone every year. There are more than, if I drank 2 beer a week, if we drank 3 beer a week, there are more than 104. There are more than 156. Hey, math. There are more than 156 beers in the province. You couldn't drink every single one, because what happened when we drank, and Church Beer was coming out with a new one, but they also said, oh, we're going to have our Together We Brew. And we said, oh, we drank that a couple years ago. He said, no. We come out with a new one of those every year. And I'm like, oh my God. So the batch makes a difference. And that came out when we would go to Paddy's an awful lot, where the pumpkin, the seasonal ales, like the raspberry in the spring or the pumpkin ale in the fall. And you'd say, you'd walk into the pub. And I remember everyone else say, how's the pumpkin this year? And the servers would either go, oh, everyone loves it, or eh. And you didn't order the pumpkin if they went, eh. How are your feelings on the Toller Ice?
Well, I finished the strawberry blonde. Or the blood orange blonde.
Well, so did I.
Its smoothness and deliciousness didn't really put a dent in this horrible Donair aftertaste.
No, so it did not. It did so for a minute.
I went to the cold room because I was like, I need to find something in here.
Ew.
And admittedly, my cold room is mostly currently Libra alcohol-free beers that are pretty good. And they're from Upstreet Brewing in Somerset, PEI.
Hmm.
I have several Libra Stouts, which are odd, but stouty.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, the Toller Ice is drinkable. And it's the one thing that was in there that has enough flavor, I think, to cover up what's happening.
It may, when I drank the Toller Ice, I thought to myself, I want a Toller Gold. It just
nope, that's not good. That's not a good pairing.
It made me want to have a Toller Gold. Is all it.
Toller Ice plus Donair beer is worse. That's not good.
So I went to we had a big family dinner at my. At my mom's place in Dartmouth, and she said, could you pick up some beer? You usually get things. I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. What should I get? And she said, well, we're having a curry. She said, you know what I always love to have is I always want to have a lager and lime with curry. That's what we used to have over, you know, when she grew up in Scotland and they were going to the curry house. So I went, aha, I've never bought or tried the Toller Lime before.
That was my fall beer.
And so I said, there, here we go. And I can leave them at my mom's place and she can have a lager and lime every now and then. And booyah, you know, getting two birds stoned at once.
Two birds stoned at once.
Tell me you've heard this.
All right.
Oh, come on. We're drinking Donair beer and I'm dropping Trailer Park Boys references and you're not catching them? Oh dear!
I think never watched the Trailer Park Boys.
I have not watched much, and honestly, most of my Trailer Park Boys quotes and quips from it come from John, because he repeats them often enough. Getting all up in your grill like a Sam Squanch—that's one.
Yeah,
I've never seen the episodes that these are from, but yeah, the getting two birds stoned at once is—I think that's a Rickyism. I don't think that's a Bubbles, but I don't remember. So, regardless, I brought the Toller Lime and cracked one. My mom tried one. My sister hadn't. You know, they usually split one. And my wife had some. And we started drinking it. And I went, this is... It tastes more like a seltzer than a lager. I don't know what it was, but it tasted
It's fizzy. Very similar to when I drink a lime bubbly.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be a Toller Gold, but lime flavored. And it was... a completely different beast. I was not quite prepared for it.
Fair.
So, again, so far, I've tried Toller Red, which I went, ugh, I want a Toller Gold. I tried Toller Light, or no, Toller Ice, and I went, ugh, I want a Gold. And I've tried the Lime, and all of them just make me want to have the Gold. And then, one night, Ian and Keir and I tried to do Century Club with Toller Gold.
Yes.
And I got through 75, 78, two, 1.5
it was impressive.
Shots. And afterwards, I did not feel great. And then I got up the next day, and there was leftover Toller Gold. And I went, ooh, there's leftover Toller Gold. I couldn't wait to have one that night at, like, you know, supper time. I was like, oh, good, there's still Toller Gold. I still am not sick of this stuff. I think that is some kind of testament to the tastiness of a Toller Gold. The only thing I haven't had, I haven't tried a Toller Light, and I don't know if there's anywhere that you have that's just the Toller.
Yeah, is Toller just like is there a Toller?
I think so, but I could be very wrong.
Or is this like a Tylenol? It's all extra strength. There's no such thing as strength.
Well, you can still get regular Tide. Tide Ultra is right there on the shelf. But then they've got, oh, by the way, we're also selling regular Tide.
Is there still regular Tide?
There is. And it's the dumbest thing possible. Like, why would you say, same price, and you're basically telling me that my clothes won't be as clean? Ooh, sign me up. I don't want my clothes to be intensely clean. They just don't feel right. I want to have some sort of feeling of muck about me. I need to feel slightly dirty when I walk outside in the morning.
You know what? I'm not so fancy as I need to be extra clean. I'm a regular person.
5%
grit. I want to be able to. I'm going to walk around. Like, because you know who else is sitting there? You know who Tide is for? Tide is for the people who say, you know what? I feel fancy this week. I'm going to buy the name brand.
The name brand costs as much as the no-name brand these days. So everything up is down, left is right. Dogs and cats are living together, and listen, everything's crazy.
I'm a Tide Pods kind of guy, so for all I know, like, I don't.
Do you know what? That Donair beer would pair really well with Tide Pods, I feel. Speaking of food pairings. Correct. Yeah, it'd be great. All right,
we got to rate the Blood Orange and Field Strawberry.
We do. I wish it had the bready wholesomeness of a blonde ale. Had they said pale ale, that would honestly be towards a 9 for me, for how delicious it was. It was as advertised, but it was that addition of blood, blood ale. Oh, stop me. The Klingon beer. Give me the blood wine. The additional, the description of blonde ale that gives me pause to give it an excellent mark. And I gotta say, it's an 8.0. Despite the fact that it's quite tasty. What? Are you going to tell me that I always give everything an 8 or an 8.5? Because I do.
No, what I was going to say is that your scale actually runs from about 7.25 to like 9.75. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole scale.
Nothing. And here's my thing. The exploration of craft beer in Nova Scotia has not led me to spitting anything out. Nothing is below a 5 except this Keith's garbage. And that's what we're trying to prove.
But my point is that there are numbers between 5 and 7.5 too.
There are, but it's better than that. It's really, really tasty. It's just missing the blonde ale part.
I was going to clock it in at a 7.5.
Nah, I got to give it an 8. Really? Because so good. It's up.
To me, a so good, great beer, I'll order another, and I will keep saying yes, bring another. That's the 7 to 8 range.
What's a 9?
That I would literally drive 5 hours to go drink.
And that is that was the bad apple Russian Imperial Stout.
Exactly. So that's my point. Is same with Boxing Rocks U889?
I've not had that. Do you know what you should do?
It is a cask age naturally aspirated imperial stout.
Yeah, see, that's the good stuff.
And it's like a punch in the face, and it's so good. And I would absolutely drive to Shelburne to get a glass of it. Like 9 to 10 range, whereas eight to nine range in my mind is like, you know what? I would drive to Paddy's for a few of their beers, like the cream ale. I would land that at a solid 8.5 because I would drive to Wolf Hill to get it.
Oh, okay. I will drive out to Kingston to get the big brown ale from Roof Hound. That is up there.
Exactly.
That is delicious.
Good robot delivered to my home. 7.5.
Okay.
Very good.
I
don't know that
recommend
I would go out of my way for it.
Go to in Bedford, go to Off Track and get their peanut butter stout, the Illuminati. It is so good. I have a sweet tooth, so I love the sweeter beers. We could talk about all the beers that we should definitely be drinking. Oh my God, we have so many archives, and I could tell you about all the tasty things that you should definitely drink all the time. But I want to thank Griff James for joining me tonight, and I don't want to thank him for buying the Donair beer, but I want to thank you for buying the Goodwill beer by Good Robot. That was definitely worth a thank you for, but oh my God, yes, we consumed that. That was consumed.
Listen, we consumed the Donair beer. It's gone.
We got rid of it.
Well,
the part that didn't explode.
That's true. You know what the worst part of this Donair beer is?
Fizzed all over the room.
We're going to be reminded of it for weeks as we find a sticky spot here and there.
Yeah. Hey,
and when it gets
guess
hot
what?
In the summer,
guess what? We both have small children at home, so there is a whole lot of wet wipes.
Oh
everywhere
yeah.
in the house.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna go steal some of those and disinfect my desk. Yeah, that's immediately next. But anyway, I want to thank Griff for joining us this week. Tune in next week. Ian's going to be back, and we're going to be talking to Keith, the head brewer of Old Biddies, down in Sackville, which I have been spewing the admonitions for the Old Biddy's brews, as just about everything that I've had out of there has been delicious. So we got to find out what he would like to talk about. And he's going to be on the show with us talking about those Old Biddy brews. So tune in next week, 8 p.m. ish here on... I'll be less late next week because we'll have a guest. A good guest. Wait, no. A guest that I... See, I show up early to make sure that Ian gets his tech all sorted out. I wasn't worried about James. Because usually...
I caused the problems and I brought the bad beer. Good guest is a valid statement.
Okay, fair enough. Keith's not going to say... You know what you should have? You should have our new Donair beer. I'm like, that's it, you're out of here. We're not doing this ever again.
For John's edification, my home is no longer exactly 20 degrees.
Oh, dear. What's it at, 19.5?
No, it's unregulated. What am I at right now? 17 is where I'm at right now.
Unregulated temperatures in your house, which you bought a year ago?
9 months.
Okay. I still have not been in it or seen it.
To be clear, I can heat. I just can't cool. My previous home, it was 20 always.
I mean, it was an apartment. It was like you were a Lego block in a Lego building.
Yeah. No, now I'm just, I got baseboard heaters and I have no way to cool down, but I'm in the basement.
So join us next week, but thanks, extra special thanks to Griff for helping me drink. Oh my God. These. And tune in 8 p.m. ish on Facebook.
Won't go away.
Yeah, I know. Facebook Live. Ian is here just in time for me to do the outro. Why are you tuning in so late to join us? And Ian's going to be here next week.
You missed the bits where we had to clean up our desks.
Yep, that was the thing. But join us next week here on Facebook Live, the Drink NS Dry Facebook page, or you can check out our website, which is drinkns.unsupervised.beer. Find the podcast on all your podcasty findable things. I made it findable on all the things. You can find it wherever you
the
find
the podcast. The real question is, I'm not going to listen to this episode because I was on it.
Oh, but here's the thing. One of us missed the middle. One of us missed the middle, and it wasn't me.
All right, so that means this episode is going to have a listener.
Heck yeah, one listener right here. Raise your hand if you're listening to the podcast.
Every week. I was thinking, what am I going to do when I walk the dogs on Friday? Like, that's normally when I'm like, that's the podcast I get to on Fridays.
Who has 2,000 listens to this podcast?
This guy.
See you next week.